autumn wind is a raider. And when it blows, it comes from the Las Vegas desert. Back to Silver and Black today, here on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. Some call him the slot machine. Others call him Third and Renfro. It's time for our weekly conversation with Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Hunter Renfro. You're tuned into 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfro. Exclusively on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
13 Minutes with Hunter Renfro, brought to you by the men and women of the Laborers Local 872 Building Las Vegas. Built, of course, Allegiant Stadium. And Hunter, look, we saw two big battles this weekend, four amazing quarterbacks, coupled with a bunch of other great players that played in this game. Were you surprised by any of the result, especially when you have somebody like Tom Brady, who might be on in Tampa, no longer a Patriot, but he keeps winning and he keeps going to Super Bowls?
Yeah, that was really impressive to watch. I think going into the weekend, I knew there'd be two good games, four really good teams, and we played three of them, so I knew they were going to be good. But I think the most surprising thing coming out of the weekend, which shouldn't be a surprise at all, is just Tom Brady coming to another Super Bowl. I think that's amazing what he's been able to do. And as a fan of the sport and a fan of football, I mean, we're watching one of the greatest, in my opinion, the greatest to ever play, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. And I mean, you look on the other side, of course, teams you're familiar with on the AFC side, because you played both of them in the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs, you know, the Bills just looked like, you know, they couldn't get it going on offense a little bit there at the beginning. You know, having the stage be so big, you know, that's tough, I know, for a young player. And Josh Allen has done so well and progressed so nicely as a quarterback. But sometimes you just run into a situation where it's tough to go in there and win and things don't go your way. When you watch that game, anything surprise you about what the Chiefs did, since you played them twice and really almost, I mean, you beat them once and almost beat them a second time. Anything they do surprise you, or did they just look like the old Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, just looked like the old Kansas City Chiefs. You know, they had that punt return that they muffed inside the five or whatnot, but they're so efficient offensively and they can score so fast. They're like the Golden State Warriors. Like, they can just score so fast and score in bunches, and that's what they did, and that's kind of what they did to Houston. I think it was last year or the year before, when they were down big. They're never out of it because they can score so fast, and so I think that went exactly how planned. And in my opinion, their offense and Tampa Bay's defense are the two best position groups that we played against, with offense and defense respectively, and it's just fitting that they're going to meet up in the Super Bowl here.
Hunter, this is Hondo Carpenter. I got a question about Bryan Edwards and Henry Ruggs, because I have been around this game and covered it for so long. And please feel free to call me out if you think I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. But a lot of young receivers come in. You obviously weren't a rookie this year, but you're still young. These guys got no spring workouts, limited workouts with Derek in the summer, even outside the facility because of COVID. And I think, considering the hand that they were dealt, both of them did have very good seasons. Now, they didn't have, you know, all pro seasons, but there are a limited amount of rookies who do with all of the time. I was impressed with both of them. I think they're both going to get better with all of the workouts and all that comes with an off season. Do you think I'm just making excuses, or is the fact that I've been around the game and I've seen how that impacts people, especially at that position, am I being fair?
Yeah. No, I think that's definitely a lot of validity to what you're saying. I think, one, it's tough to play receiver for Coach Gruden, especially young as a rookie. And two, there was no off season. There was no introductory phase for them to the offense. And you don't have to be an all-pro to be an effective and good player. You don't have to have all the stats. I think some of the things we ask Henry to do, they don't show up on a stat sheet. They open up the door for guys like me and Darren Waller to kind of get some stuff underneath Nelson Aguilar. And so I think people, just your average football fan, don't really see what's going on behind the scenes and how he affects defenses. And so he's going to make a big leap this next year coming up, because he's had a whole offseason. But same with Brian as well. I was listening to or reading some quote that Tom Brady was saying about how maybe their linebacker or someone on their team was kind of bummed out they didn't make the All-Pro team. And Tom Brady kind of looked at him and said, we're chasing a bigger ring. And so you always don't have to have the stats or whatever it does to be a great team player and to win games. And so hopefully we make some those guys make Pro Bowls and make All-Pro teams. But in the end, it's about putting your team in the best chance to win.
Yeah, Hunter, you mentioned there just a second ago at the beginning of your answer about, you know, the difficulty of being a rookie and playing in Coach Gruden's offense. Can you explain that a little bit to people? Because, you know, our job is not necessarily to defend you guys as players, right? You're grown men, you're playing a professional sport. But I often jump in because I see a lot of fans who are really, really hard on Henry. A lot. And I happen to like the kid since he was in college and watched him progress. And could you explain that a little bit so they kind of understand why it might be different for him than, let's say, CeeDee Lamb in Dallas?
Yeah, no, it's obviously different. I think we probably don't throw the ball as much as Dallas and them and throw to talk to CeeDee Lamb and kind of force it to him. With Henry, he's just a part of the offense, and he likes to stretch the field. That's what he was brought in for, to stretch the field and make the catches over the top. And he's certainly going to do that, and he's done that this year, but he's going to get better at that. And yeah, he's really good underneath too, and so – as we progress and as the offense progresses, just highlighting a player like him is going to be special. But he doesn't. It's not like he graduates from college and gets worse. You know, he obviously gets better, and right. Just like everyone else. And if it was easy, then everyone would be a Pro Bowler their first year coming out of college. But all the information being thrown at him, and knowing where to line up, and that sort of deal. That's what kind of makes you think for a second, and you can't play as fast. And so now that Henry's got a full season under his belt, he can learn how to set people up. And so instead of processing just where to line up and what play to run, now he's going to be focused on the fundamental and how he's going to go beat that guy. And so it's going to be a good offseason for him.
Hunter, I've done tens of thousands of interviews, so I want to preface this question by saying I'm not asking you to call anyone on your team out. So please hear this out. But my question is, not a position, but as a player on this Raider team, when 2021 kicks off training camp, what is the biggest area you want to see this team improve on? Just an area that you as a group of guys can say, hey, this is something we can all agree to get better on. I know in some cases I've had people say, you know, conditioning. Other people say, hey, getting in playbooks, whatever. I'm just curious, without calling position groups out, what do you think is the biggest area of need on this team?
Yeah, I think the glaring thing to me is finishing. I think, yeah, that's cliche in a lot of sense, but just popped. That's literally the first thing popped in my mind. Finishing. We gotta address how we finished the last 2 years. We can't just sweep it under the rug. I think it's got to be a main emphasis. That, all right, yeah, it's important to start, and it's important to start 6-3 and things like that. Put yourself in a good position to make the playoffs. But we gotta finish, and whether that's finishing games, whether that's finishing drives in the red zone. Finishing through the lines and sprints, the finishing aspect of football and in everything, but that's what it takes to win games and make the playoffs and finish the season the right way. And so that would be my glaring answer, and that's something that I think needs to be addressed, like I said, because we have not finished the way we wanted to the last 2 years.
Well said. Again, we're talking to Hunter Renfro. This is 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfro, brought to you by the Laborers Local 872. And Hunter, let me ask you this question too, because now you're in the offseason. We joked about it the last couple of weeks, and I know this is the last time we're going to talk to you before next season here on the show. Is how long does it take for you to kind of decompress and get into a schedule where you're seeing your wife some more, and she needs you, especially with that baby on the way? But how long does it take you to kind of decompress a little? Because it's such a grind, the season, going from camps all the way through to the end and hopefully into the playoffs. But as you unwind, how long does it take you to kind of get settled into your new routine?
Yeah, I feel like I'm about now. I feel like a week after the season, I was already ready to. I don't know what to do with my days. You know, you have so much you want to work on, but you also don't want to jump in too fast and kind of fizzle out towards the middle of the summer. and lose that fire that you want to get better. And so you kind of put it back. So when you start working out and you start working on those things, you're able to hit it hard. But I think we're getting about in that time. I think a lot of people kind of gauge the Super Bowls when they start working back out in the NFL and getting better. And so, yeah, this is probably about the time. We need to – next Monday, I think I'm going to start it back up.
Hunter, you remind me a lot, and I don't know if you would remember him, but he's the – my good buddy Mike Furry is the wide receiver coach at the Chicago Bears.
When he was – I remember talking
you guys – very similar size, very similar talent. He's a strong man of faith like you and I are and Scott. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I got a firsthand watching him lead the NFL receptions one year – was that he did the little things that don't show up on the stat sheet. And there are a lot of players that come in with a lot of talent, and they've been told they're talented for so long, but they don't bring the work ethic. They don't bring the commitment to doing the blocking down the field. I think that's one of your most underrated gifts that you have. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're running a route, run plays or not. You know Hunter Renfro's blocking down the field. Do you see the similarities between you and Mike? And B, when you talk to young players, whether it's young kids in high school that want to become college players or college players that want to be pro, and you're taking them under your wing when they get drafted, how much do you talk to people about if you want to be great, you got to do the little things?
Yeah, that's where it starts. You got to do the little things. I think that's something we preach at Clemson a lot. But to your first part, Coach Fury, I got to meet him at the Combine. I believe it was the Combine last year. Yeah, it was a combine last year, and got to talk to him for like 30 minutes. And I didn't know if I was going to Chicago or where I was going, but it was cool to talk to him, somebody who's done it, somebody who has played at that level. And I could tell in my short time that he was very attentive to the details, like you talked about, very focused. He gave everything to that conversation. He wasn't looking around, like talking to a lot of scouts and say, yeah, you're going to be a late round guy. So I'm gonna put all my attention in the first, second rounders. He did a good job of just being a person of excellence, and I think that's where it starts. And from that, while you're trying to be your best, you're trying to be your best on the field, and you got to try to make everything look the same, right? So coming out, run blocking's got to look like your slant route, got to look like your go route. You got to make everything look the same, and if you don't, then the defense is gonna start picking up on it. And so I think paying attention to those details, your splits, where you line up every play, which foot is up, just the little things where defense can get a key on, you want to change it up from week to week. And that's obviously everyone's talented at this level, and I think that's one thing that makes the great players different than the rest. You look at Tom Brady, he's just so on the details and the little things. And so, yeah, whenever I have the opportunity to talk to college guys, high school guys, that's the biggest thing that I harp on.
All right. Well, Hunter, listen, man, we want to thank you for being so gracious with your time this season. I know folks loved hearing from you every Monday, and I know you're going to keep focused on the job ahead, which is getting the Raiders into the playoffs and winning that championship like you guys all want to. And hopefully we can do this some more in person next year as we get on top of this thing.
Yeah.
But most of all, I want to wish you and your wife, Camille, the best. And we'll be eagerly awaiting that first photo that you post of the baby, and hope you guys have a great summer. And again, appreciate everybody here at Raider Nation Radio and from Silver and Black today. Thanks for spending the time with us, and we will talk to you next season.
Thank you, Hunter.
Yeah,
God bless you, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you all again. Appreciate it, Scott, for a great year. Hopefully, like you said, we can do it in person next year. It's a weird year this year, but hopefully we can give the Raider Nation exactly what they want and win the Super Bowl in 2022. So let's
absolutely
do it.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate that, and you take care of yourself.
We'll see
you. All right, there you go. 13 minutes with Hunter Renfro for the last time this season, brought to you by the Laborers Local 872. All right, we're going to get a call in here real quick, Hondo, before we get to the break. Yeah, we'll get it in here real quick. It is our good friend Rossi, who's been mixing it up with us on Twitter today. Rossi, what's going on, man?
And I can't get rid of that image. It's just wrong. It's just a wrong one for so many reasons. And I'm in the future. I mean, it's just... You can't do that to Raider Nation, man.
I'm waiting
for
Rossi,
let me just say something to you. If me giving you that visual hurts you, then you need to get a wife and not a girlfriend named .jpg, brother, because you can set down the catalog and go look at your wife wearing the Victoria's Secrets. Woo!
Very true. Very true. Geo-blocking. As a Raiders fan, obviously this is the most horrible Super Bowl of all time, but I'm looking at the silver lining. I'm going to make money from it. I'm going to look at the lines. I'm going to bet on yards. I'm going to bet on wide receiver. I'm just going to do absolutely everything that keeps me emotionally involved in the game where I still don't care who wins. But I am leaning towards the Chiefs. And the reason why, this is the only reason why, we've gone through back-to-back winners in our division with the Broncos. That's absolutely fine. I just can't stand Brady. It's about one man. And it's the stupid Instagram he did with Gronk yesterday. Just bad boys for life. It just killed me. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And you hear about the good work that the second best tight end in the league does. You can't help but enjoy watching Mahomes playing, forget the colours that he's in. So, unfortunately, I've got to lean towards the Chiefs. But I will say this as well. Chris Jones should never have been on that field after the fourth play. How he got away with that slap punch to the face of Feliciano, that is a, let's just call it, a Kansas City call there.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. And I hear what you're saying about Mahomes. That's the thing. I know how Raider fans feel about the Chiefs, and I get it, and I'm not here to tell you that it's wrong. But what I will tell you is that when you see great talent and you see, to me, again, the future of the NFL and Tom Brady kind of representing the past that's just about to check out, I like going for the future. I like the young guys. I like to see them do it. I can't root for the Chiefs either, but at the same time, I just hope that we get to see some good football, and I'll focus on rooting for prop bets instead of the teams. So it'll be good. Rossi, as always, man, thank you for the call. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Hondo and I will be joined by our good friend Sam and Ash. We'll talk about some topics on the table this afternoon in the world. Certainly football, but we will talk about it with Sam and Ash because they're awesome and we are too. So we're going to talk when we come back. It'll be Hondo, it'll be Scott. It is Silver and Black today here on Raider Nation Radio.